Welcome back to this 2020 podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we're going to, I think, Atlanta, Georgia. We have a newbie actor.
Newbie alert. Newbie alert.
He just turned 18. His name is Nakia Rucker. No letting up goes by NLU.Ray on Instagram. This young man is an entrepreneur. I can't wait to talk to him about a lot of things that he has already done. But we also want to talk about where he's going acting wise. He's 18. He has control of his life. Pretty sweet. Why don't we just give him a call and let's see what he has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello.
Hey, how do you pronounce your name?
Nakia.
Okay, so what is Rayshawn?
That's my middle name.
Okay, so I saw on Instagram, it's NLU.Ray.
Yeah.
What's NLU for?
No letting up.
Okay. Oh, that's sweet. Hey, where are you right now? Are you in Ohio or are you in Atlanta?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, Cleveland, Ohio. I thought on your backstage profile it said Atlanta. Did you live there at one time?
Yeah, I was looking for opportunities in Atlanta because I'm planning on moving there in the next couple of months.
Yeah, that's a good move. 18 years old, you're in control of your life. Instead of New York and LA, go right to Atlanta. That's a good move for you.
Yeah.
You got a place to stay and all that up there?
I'm looking for places, but it's kind of difficult with me being on the 18.
Yeah. You got to maybe go to Facebook Marketplace and maybe get a roommate there. That's how the people in LA find a roommate. Because out here, one bedroom in someone else's house is $1,400 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, ridiculous, man.
The price is crazy.
I know the actors be like, I'm going to go to LA. I ain't got no money. And they're like, oh, crap. I'm broke.
Yeah, very expensive.
So you're an entrepreneur, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so some of the things you've done, I read a little bit about you. You want to be a photographer, like a side thing? Or is that something you want to do professionally?
I think like a side hustle.
Right.
On the side.
Yeah, I always got to have a side hustle. I call it moonlighting, side jobs. I like the side hustle. I like that. That's what everyone's using now. So you created an app or consulting?
Yeah, I created a style advisory app basically just showing people how to style clothes from different brands, from designers to regular streetwear.
Oh, okay. All your Instagram photos are nice, man. They're super clean. It looks like you're promoting products there. It's like you're like an influencer. But you are an influencer, aren't you?
Yeah, to be.
I know. How did you do the small clothing brand? So some of the stuff that you're wearing, that's stuff that you created yourself, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was checking out those tennis shoes. That look pretty sweet. So that's just stuff you're just trying out, trying to make a little money. You're just trying to figure it out yourself. So you kind of almost need like a mentor, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you're 18 now. When you were 17, you weren't an adult, but now you're 18. You got control of your life. Back in the day, I grew up in the 70s. We couldn't wait to be 18 and get out of the house. No, we couldn't wait. You're probably like the people back in the day. You couldn't wait to get out, huh?
Ready to get out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, man. How soon do you plan to go to Atlanta? Because I think work is just now starting to pick up here and there.
I honestly don't know. I really want to go. Like, if I had the opportunity to get up and leave right now, I would.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to figure out how I'm going to do that.
Right. Are you kind of a handy person? Can you fix things?
Handy. It depends on what I'm fixing.
Yeah. Well, you always got your phone. You just go, hey, YouTube, how do you fix a toilet? How do you fix electrical? Right. And then there's a video to show you how to do it. The reason I was asking, because I've been doing apartment managing. Sometimes you get a free place. Sometimes you pay a little bit. Sometimes if it's a bigger building, they pay you. So you might want to go on, I'm sure they got Craigslist right there in Atlanta, and go over to the job section, maybe the real estate sections, type in apartment manager, apartment manager assistant. I'm sure you can put some type of a resume together and maybe give you a shot. Maybe start off as an assistant manager. So I tell you, I've been here in LA for 30 years. I've either got free rent or paid very little rent. And that's how I survived here for 30 years, by doing something like that. Maybe it's something you can look into.
Yeah, definitely look on Craigslist.
Yeah. One time somebody said, oh yeah, you can live in this trailer I got. You're going to wash my dogs. You're going to clean my pool. And I'm like, nah, I don't think I'm going to do that. But there's opportunities. I would just scroll through it and you call, say, hey, this is me. I'm heading out that way. Do you have a car or anything like that? Transportation to get you out there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Most people just take the Uber now.
Yeah, they definitely do.
Yeah, so acting wise, what made you want to be an actor?
Since I was younger, I feel like I always had a passion for it. I just thought it was cool.
Right. Anybody particular you look, you're like, man, I could do that.
Yeah, I think it was really, do you know that movie called Dope?
It's called Dope?
Yeah, it came out in 2015.
Okay.
Like the movie, and ever since I saw that, that's like when I said, like, I really thought about being an actor.
Right.
I just really liked the movie, and they shot it out in LA.
Oh, that's cool. So is it the way they kind of made you feel watching it, and you want to make other people feel like that?
Yeah, I just liked everything about the movie, from the story and the people they had in it. And just
that takes a while, even for me, because I'm so particular, because, you know, I've wrote directed and produced. So when I watch stuff, you know, I kind of know it. And it's hard for me to sit back and enjoy someone's acting. And then someone said, hey, why don't you check out Lucifer thing? And I was like, what? I started watching it. This guy's full of himself. But then that's the whole gig. He's so full of himself, it makes his acting so good. So I've been checking that out. I only got like 7 episodes left. There's a cop on there. It's a girl. I think she plays Beckett or Becker. She's the cop. Man, when I watch her act, I'm like, man, that's what I want to do. How does she do that? That's tough what she does. Every scene she does, I believe it. And, you know, most people, they're just up there talking. But every time she comes on, I go, man, that's some good acting. Man, I want to do that, you know? But I think, like most people, I don't want to put the work in. I don't want to do the theater. You know, I don't want to go to class.
Yeah.
I just want to get on the set and get paid.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
But I guess that ain't the way it works. Yeah, but you're in a different category. You're young, 18, you're a good-looking kid. Got no body fat. You can play the crispy, clean person when you're hanging out with all the white guys, you know? Or you can just turn it around and go gangster if you want to. You can go both ways there.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, like casting-wise, I'm a casting director. I'm looking at you. I'm like, wow, I could put you in a Disney film, or I could put a blunt in your hand and say, hey, you could play either way. You could do either one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I guess you're right about that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just looking at Ohio, I spoke to some people in Ohio. Yeah, there's very limited opportunities there. It's almost like it's an in-between place.
There's very limited opportunities here. That's yeah. I'm trying to get out.
Yeah, you got to get out, man. And Atlanta's perfect because it's affordable. I mean, LA, New York, there's so many people here trying to do it. You're just going to get lost in the shuffle and you're going to spend all your time trying to make a living. I mean, I definitely, you know, save up as much money as I can. Check that Craigslist out every day. Start calling, maybe get a resume together. You got to get housing. You got to get a place to live. So you don't know no one there. You don't know any family or nobody there.
I know that. I'm not sure what she is to me, but I think she knows my grandma and they like related, I think.
Right.
She said I could stay with her, but he said that she was gonna warn me. She said she lives a very adult life, and I didn't know what meant by that, so I just kind of had to hurt from it.
Yeah, well, I know. What does that mean? It could mean a lot of things.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like,
it could mean that she's a super freak and she doesn't want you knowing any of her secrets.
Yeah, that was what I thought first. That was my first initial thought.
Yeah, but you know what? You should make a 6-month commitment. Sometimes you just gotta say yes. You know, go down there and say, what does adult life mean? Okay, and then whatever she says, you just go, cool. So I'm covered for 6 months. This is what I'm gonna do for you. I'm gonna take the trash out. I'll make my bed when I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take care of myself. And then within those 6 months, you're gonna meet some people. You're gonna be on the set. Somebody's gonna have an extra bedroom. You're gonna be making money. And bam, then you bounce off from her place, you know? You say 6 months, but it can only take 3, but you gotta do it. You don't have any kids, right?
No.
Okay, yeah, keep it that way. Yeah, seriously. Whoever that family member is, I would just call, act like, you know, you're no trouble. Because you can drive there. So when you get there, you'll have that place to stay and you will have a car. You'll have transportation, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's a good start. And then I don't know how to really get work in Atlanta, but I'm sure once you start making connections, because I just think that that's the best place for like any actor to go right now. If I was 18 right now, I would probably, you know, if I was into music, I'd go to Nashville, of course. But I would go to Atlanta. I wouldn't go to New York. I wouldn't have come to LA. I would have went right to Atlanta. Because you know what? By the time you're 21, just think about it. 18, 19, 20. I mean, that's like 3 or 4 years of acting experience, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd but start.
I'm still young.
Exactly. Well, you'll be young for a while. But, you know, you just got to be cool with the girls, you know? You know, don't knock anybody up, you know? Got to have a good time.
Yeah, right now, I'm just focusing on my life.
Thank you. Hey, I would love to call you in a year and say, what happened, man? And you're going to say, I moved to Atlanta, moved in with my family. I was only there 2 months. I got my own place. I got my SAG card. I've been on this web series. I've been on this series. Because you're a very castable guy. I mean, you have a really, really good look.
Thank you.
Do you still have your braces on right now?
Yeah, I still have them on.
How long you got to wear those for?
I think probably to the end of this year or the end of next year.
No, yeah, but that's cool. That could actually be a benefit to you. I mean, like it'll hold you back maybe on some things, but while you got them, you know, because I just interviewed a girl who had braces and she was the same way. Everyone's like, don't smile, don't show your braces. She's like, why? I got them right now. Might as well say, can't hide them. You know, when I smile, they're going to be there.
Yeah.
I would use that to your advantage for sure. Hey, that picture's on your Instagram that has a Kappa on there. What is that called?
Kappa.
Yeah, did you do a photo shoot for them?
No, I had just, since I do photography, I just took some pictures on my camera, put the backdrop on, and just got creative.
Oh, okay. Oh, do you set the picture, then you go run in front of it and sit down, and, or do you have someone take it for you?
No, I have my little sister take them from me.
Okay, so you set all the F-stops and all that and then hand it to her and then she just clicks, huh?
Yeah,
they're all great pictures. The one in front of the fountains, really dope. I like that one on the park bench. You're like sitting there with your little pink hat. You're like, that's all right, men can wear pink. I got a suit that's got a pink tie and a pink shirt and I wear it. It's all the women and go, oh my god, that looks really good. I said, that's right, I'm not afraid, I can wear it. It means money. When you wear pink, that means you're about to take somebody's money.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a power color. Yeah, the one with your graduation cap looks great. The one with that big blue jacket looks great. Because a lot of people just put a lot of junk on there. Like every day they take a picture of themselves, you know, and post it. And after a while, it's like the same picture 1,000 times.
Yeah, I'm trying to branch out.
So how'd you find out about Backstage to get your picture on there?
I was just looking up that had something to do with acting.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to look a website and it came up.
Uh-huh. That's kind of cool because I saw, you know, you had that document in there. Your resume on there says the stuff that you did. It's pretty interesting. You know, if someone else did exactly what you did and did this and I paid more attention to it versus the regular resume, you know, theater, film, and that's what it is. But then you put something up like that because a lot of it is your just stuff that you've done that you wrote down on your additional skills. It's like you're trying, you know, you're putting it out there. You're doing something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So GPA 3.6, huh?
Yeah.
Leadership, honor rolls, cross country.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
This is such a struggle.
So, a casting director, they're listening to you right now. They know that you're a newbie.
Newbie alert. Newbie alert.
What can you tell them to give them a reason to hire you?
I would tell them that I'm a very hard-working person, and I'm dedicated to every single thing that I do, and I'm willing to put forth the work, and I think that shows with everything that I do, from photography, YouTube, making an app, making clothes. I really feel like I can do anything I put my mind to.
Hmm. That's pretty cool. Man, I bet a lot of people would love to be in your situation right now. Like me, if I knew what I knew now and I jumped inside your body, totally, I'd be, I don't want to say millionaire, but I'd be a super thousandaire by the time I'm 25 for sure. I mean, I've made millions of dollars if you add it up over time, but I would say I'm a thousandaire, but man, I always say that about my son. If I could just, man, you don't know what you don't know. Like if I jumped in your body right now, man, I'd kill it. If I could jump into your body and start at 18 at Atlanta, I'd be like, I'll take that life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who are your role models, you know, that helped you get all that to, you know, to start something and actually finish it or to be an entrepreneur? Who was your role model? Who put that inside you?
I would definitely say my mother, because she's so hardworking.
Mm-hmm.
And she always goes for whatever she wants. Yeah, she makes it happen for me and my brothers and sisters. So you're definitely an inspiration.
Wow, that's pretty cool. How many brothers and sisters you have?
I have 2 brothers and 3 sisters.
Wow. Are they supportive of what you want to do? Or are they knocking you down?
It's half and half.
I know, man. When I was a kid, I was just like, when I get older, I'm moving so far away from this family.
Yeah, definitely.
Not serious, man. Someone putting negativity out all day long. Remember, sometimes in life, if you don't come a super rich guy, you know, they go, oh, here's $1 million, and they go blow it. Well, there's still several hundred thousand still left. When rich people are poor, they're down to like $200,000-$300,000.
Yeah.
They can always come back. But guys like, you know, me and you sometimes, we only get 2-3 opportunities. And I blew some, like in real estate, people begging me to buy their place. I was like, why did I do it? You know, it was an opportunity. But I also did take advantage of opportunities. So, you know, just pay attention. Like that opportunity your family member saying, come on out. Don't worry about that adult thing. You'll figure it out. You just need to go there and do you. You get your car, you stay with them for as long as you can. If you ain't got money, well, of course, you got to do some chores or something to make up for it, or pay $50 a week or whatever, and start banking your money, and then you'll find a situation. You'll find some people you click with. So, you know, when you choose your friends over there, you know, choose the people that are working, choose the people you can work off of. You know the deal. You're a smart kid. I know you are. I know you know what's up.
Yeah, I got to where I come from.
Yeah, I know. My mom always tell me, hey, when the street lights come home, you get your ass home. I still do that to this day. When it gets dark, I never go outside. Because I watch the news. I was just walking down the street and someone shot him. But it was 2:30 in the morning. I'm like, what the hell is he doing out at 2:30? Don't go out after dark, man. That's when the freaks come out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wrapping up here. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we wrap up?
I just want to say thank you, because I really enjoyed this call. And I would definitely be looking into the Atlanta move just because of you.
Wow. I mean, you can do it. When I left Texas, I had nothing. I used to work for my ex-father-in-law. I had a master plumbing license, a beautiful wife, 2 beautiful children. I had a dog. I had a 3-bedroom house, 2-car garage. And when we split up, I had nothing. I had a truck I paid $50 for. I had $200 to my name. I got in my truck and I drove to California, and I was leaking oil all the way down there. I'd have no money, nowhere to stay. I knew nothing, but I knew I wanted to be an actor. Now I have had my own business for 30 years. I've written, directed, produced movies myself, and I did everything I set out to do. You're even younger than me, and you don't have kids to pay child support to. You don't have an ex-wife screaming down your throat. So there's no excuse for you not to go to Atlanta and to make your dreams, because you can end up in LA and New York once you hit it.
Yeah.
Well, I got a good feeling about you. That's why I called you. I loved your picture and I was like, wow, man, 18, Atlanta, he's got control of his life. Good looking kid, man. In any of your acting, I know you have talent.
Thank you.
Seriously, man, get down there, do your thing. And you know, you got my email address. Say, hey, man, I made it to Atlanta. Things are going good. I don't mind emailing you back.
All right.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
All right. All right, man. All right. Great talking to you, and have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. NLU.Ray on Instagram if you want to find more information about this fine young man. He just wrote me an email. He said he took my advice. He went to Atlanta. He enrolled in Catapult Acting Studios, and he's taken the first step at making his dreams come true. He said, I also want to thank you for letting me be part of your podcast. I really appreciate it. Happy holidays. And this is why I do what I do, to get those emails like that, to know that I'm making a difference in someone's life. Until the next episode, bye-bye.